The evening news broadcasts showed it even before their nightly cavalcade of tornadoes. An interceptor launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base whacked a target missile in the exo-atmosphere. The test occurred on the same day the Government Accountability Office, though, released a study showing management challenges for the Ballistic Missile Defense Systems Project, operated by the Missile Defense Agency, including a number of tests the agency was not able to conduct. Joining me with more, Christina Chaplin, Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. Christina, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So what did you find here that they are not able? This is the Missile Defense Agency, and this is, I guess, you might call this the daughter of Star Wars, this whole program, which they tested last week, has some issues getting their testing program and their testing schedule done on time.
Correct. We've been looking at the Missile Defense Program for over 10 years, and we've continually pointed out issues with very aggressive test schedules. And this year we dug deeper into those and really looked to see how they put those schedules together and how they build the cost estimates for their schedules. And we found deficiencies in both, as well as issues with just gaining transparency over which tests have been conducted and reconducted, and, you know, which ones have slipped and when have we caught up and gotten to conduct them, and what we've exactly learned from each test. So a lot of issues concerning testing and transparency.
That is to say, they don't really come forward with all of the costs involved in doing the tests?
They attempt to do so, but we found a lot of areas where they fell short or where cost information was conflicting. And there were a number of best practices that we compared them against that we felt they just could do better with.
Now, this test that recently happened, they showed the launch, but I don't think there was video of the result. Is it because the tests maybe aren't coming out the way they want that they're trying to maybe stretch out the program? Or what do you think is behind all of this?
I believe there'll probably be a video available soon. The test was reported as a success, and we have to take their word for it. Over time, we'll learn more about the test as they analyze it. While you may have a successful intercept, there's a lot of other issues that you have to look at. How much of the target was actually killed? How did the interceptor perform in flight? Did all the subcomponents work as intended? It takes a long time to assess the results of a test and really determine the extent of the success that it was.
Now, if a smart bomb misses its target by 2 feet, it's still going to do a lot of damage. Or if something like the bunker bomb misses by a few yards, it's still going to do a lot of damage. In the case of an interceptor missile, it has no choice, really, to be successful other than direct hit at high speed. Is that correct?
Right. A direct hit is the best thing, but it could hit it from the side and also knock it off course or damage it enough so that it couldn't complete its mission.
But if it misses by 2 or 3 feet, then it's as if it never happened.
Right.
So what I'm getting at, this is primarily for the Missile Defense Agency, a software problem, isn't it?
Over the years, there's been a number of problems associated with their test failures that they've had. Not all software. Some associated with the thrusters that they had. Others associated with components like the inertial measurement unit. So going back over the years and looking at the tests that haven't been successful, it's all been due to different reasons.
And how about in recent times? Have they gotten most of the mechanics right?
No, I think even on the hardware side, they were still addressing issues even as recently as last year with their thrusters. So software has been a concern, and sometimes they use software fixes to compensate for the hardware challenges that they're facing. But hardware is still an issue. This is still a developmental program because it was rushed in its early phases. They're still in an area where they're discovering issues and trying to fix them, even though they're in the production phase.
And it hasn't been a cheap program either. What has the total spending been in these past 10 years?
Just for this ground-based mid-course program, which is the one focused on ICBMs, it's been over $40 billion.
So not trivial dollars.
Correct.
We're speaking with Christina Chaplin, Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. What are you recommending that the missile agency do now?
We have a number of recommendations. The first set of them are focused on increasing the traceability and insight into their test program. we made specific recommendations on how to improve their scheduling and cost estimating practices and just their planning scenarios. We also had some recommendations with how they develop requirements for new systems and get input from stakeholders within the department. We found there's some shortcomings. Essentially, most of the balance of power in developing a requirement for the new system is with the Missile Defense Agency, and that gives them a lot of ability to make decisions quickly, to be more expedient as they need to be, but it comes at the expense of sometimes what the warfighter believes it really needs to do their job.
Is this primarily a contractor-run program or are mostly done by government personnel?
Government personnel run each program, but there's just significant contractor involvement, and especially, you know, across the board, there's a lot of contractor involvement.
So that's why it comes under you as the acquisition director.
Right. For me, I'm not actually in charge of the program. We just assess the conditions of the program and perform our oversight for the Congress. But because it is a large-scale acquisition, I'm the one who looks at it.
And if you go back to this idea of the Missile Defense Agency as the primary developer of requirements and maybe not taking in as much as what the warfighters want, what is the gap there? I mean, everybody has the same requirement, is to shoot down that incoming missile.
Right. You have that same general high-level operational requirement that people can agree on. But when you peel it back a layer and you decide exactly what technology are you going to pursue to meet that requirement, that's where we're seeing disconnects. For example, with the redesigned kill vehicle for the GMD program, there's a disagreement on the seeker technology that it'll employ. The MDA chose a seeker that it has been developing under a different interceptor program, but the warfighters believe that it didn't have the performance necessary for the ICBM mission.
And there's also the issue that they want to eventually have not just ground-based, but also ship-based. And that would bring the Navy into this, I imagine, and it would become less dependent on Air Force operation, correct?
Yes, they already have a fairly robust set of Navy-based capabilities, but those are in the medium and intermediate ranges. But they are going to be scaling up on the Navy side to what they call the SM-3-2A interceptor, and that will have more advanced technologies and be more robust than the ones they already have on the Aegis ship.
So I guess to summarize, they have had some successful tests, but the issue is understanding their own costs and reporting their own costs of the tests and making sure that the requirements developments are reflected across the board more broadly in what they do end up testing.
Yeah, and I would add a third thing, that they still follow high-risk acquisition approaches. That is, they don't follow that old adage, fly before you buy. There's a lot of development and testing activities that run concurrent with production. And while it's been reduced in recent years, we believe that more can be done.
And do you think this whole issue with North Korea testing missiles has maybe pushed them in the opposite direction to test and develop and set requirements simultaneously?
Yes, I believe the North Korea situation definitely increases their schedule pressures. And when you have that situation, that's where you make choices that might be riskier.
Christina Chaplin is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
We'll post a link to the report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.